This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. It sounded like an irrelevant, if not frivolous, piece of legislation. North Carolina House Bill 695 was originally known as the bill to ban Sharia law in this state. But last week, the bill was amended in the Senate to include new restrictions on abortion. The amended bill requires clinics that provide abortions to abide by the standards of ambulatory surgical centers. But only one of the 36 clinics in North Carolina meets that standard, meaning the other 35 would have to close. And even Governor McCrory thinks the bill may have gone too far. Jessica Jones is WUNC's Capital Bureau Chief. She joins us on the program to tell us more about recent developments. Jessica, welcome.
Thank you, Frank.
You are actually covering a House committee right now that's got this bill back after it was changed in the Senate. Tell us what's going on this morning in the House.
Well, the committee just concluded, and they have decided, well, House and Senate leaders have decided to continue the conversation, in quotation marks. Republican Ruth Samuelson, who was helping to guide that committee today, said that they hope that there will be a concurrence vote sometime this week. That is their intent. But they and House and Senate leaders want to get together with people from DHHS to review existing rules and regulations that govern abortion clinics in the state and talk more about the language in the bill. So that's where things are right now.
That suggests there may be some disagreement over the language that the House received when it came back from the Senate. Would I be right in surmising that?
Well, the issue that was discussed at the committee hearing today was that there were people from the Department of Health and Human Services there who said that the language in the bill was rather vague and that they would prefer to have some clarifications on, for example, some of the language that is laid out in the bill. And I think really in the bigger picture what this means is that there's a lot of reluctance in many quarters to take a vote on this issue.
Because it came up kind of fast. The bill they sent over there banned Sharia law in the state of North Carolina, which is the kind of arbitrary imposition of law by an authority that that does not use democratic means.
Right.
And
well,
then this bill got passed in a way that... So tell us about that, the trajectory of this bill.
Well, House Bill 695 was originally a bill that, as you said, it was intended to restrict the use of Sharia law. Really, it restricted the use of foreign laws in North Carolina courtrooms, and it was intended to prevent the application of laws like that, especially in family courts. And some people ended up calling it the anti-Sharia bill or the Sharia bill because sponsors didn't want Sharia law to be cited in cases that, especially some cases that were involving Muslim families where Sharia was cited in the courtroom. And that bill was amended in a Senate committee at the last minute when the House was out of town, and all the remaining parts of that previous bill are there that have to do with the application of foreign laws in North Carolina courtrooms. But then an amendment was voted on to tack on all of these regulations that would affect abortion clinics in the state. So that's, in a nutshell, that's what happened.
Which comes as a surprise to a lot of people, even Republicans in the House who hadn't quite been expecting this. But let's talk about the particulars of this bill and what those restrictions and regulations are and what they would mean if the bill should become law.
Well, essentially, this bill would make it so that all abortion clinics in the state have to have the same standards as ambulatory care centers. And so there are pages and pages of standards, but essentially one of the most important things when you're talking about abortion clinics having the same standards as these ambulatory surgical centers is actually one of them is the width of the hallways. The standards would require that two gurneys are able to pass each other in the hallway, and that's generally what you find in a hospital. If you visit a sick person in the hospital, there's enough space in the hallway so that two gurneys can pass. But if you visit small clinics of many kinds, that's not really the case. And so that's probably one of the most salient, points, in terms of building codes. And as anybody who's ever remodeled an office or even a home knows, if you need to widen a hallway, that's a pretty tough thing to do.
So this talks about safety and health care. Were there hearings? Did the Senate hold hearings to find out what kinds of standards should be in place?
No, they did not, and that's what many people have been objecting to. Even Governor McCrory has said that he didn't approve of the procedure by which this bill was passed in the Senate. And so I think there are many people who would like to see more discussion, I guess, about this bill and about this issue in general before any kind of a bill is passed.
Tell us more about Governor McCrory. He held a news conference yesterday. The governor's administration has actually closed two clinics where abortions are performed in the state of North Carolina. So he did say that when safety is concerned, he would examine those clinics. But he felt, I think the quote was, that they may have gone too far in this particular legislation with regard to access to abortion.
The governor said that there's a very fine line between patient safety and access to abortion, and he said that the bill has some good recommendations or some good ideas, I guess, basically, that deal with patient safety, but he said that he was concerned that it could also restrict access. So he's very carefully towing the line, but he did say that this bill deserves careful reflection and study. And so obviously he's not eager to see it passed quickly.
What is going to happen from this point? So they said today, the committee said there will be more discussion. What kind of discussion and how much longer will it be before any form of this bill comes up for a vote? And right now we're still talking about a committee vote in the House, right?
The committee would either decide to have a conference committee on the issue, basically, or they could send it back to the Senate for concurrence. But right now the whole process is stalled, and Republican Ruth Samuelson said that she hopes that there will be some kind of concurrence vote this week, but she was pretty vague about it. She said that their intent is to have some kind of a vote, but right now they want to continue the conversation among Senate and House leaders and officials from the Department of Health and Human Services. And I will also say that Secretary of Health and Human Services Aldona Vosh spoke to the committee today, and she said that she thought that it would be a good idea if state officials had more money to inspect these clinics, that enforcing the current regulations is probably a very good thing to do, but there are only 10 inspectors who get to inspect abortion clinics and other clinics as well. And so her suggestion was, you know, the implication was that it would be a good idea to have more money so that there are more inspections of clinics to make sure that they're safe.
Did this bill come as a surprise to Republican leaders in the House?
It did. Apparently, it did. They were not prepared for this, and it also took place at a time when the House was away. They were away last week. They had skeleton sessions, but they didn't have any regular sessions or meetings. So it did come as a surprise to them.
There was a great deal of protest in the immediate aftermath once word finally did get out that the Senate did this, again, without hearings and without much debate. Any idea of what impact the protest might have had, if not on the legislature, on the governor, who does have to run, after all, on a statewide basis and not from one district to another?
The governor didn't talk too much about the protesters at his press conference yesterday. I think he said that you know, that he was glad that there was a healthy debate, I guess, about it. He made no mention of outside agitators, as I think he and some other Republican leaders have used that term before. So I think they're certainly aware that that there is a lot of protest, that many women's groups are coming to the legislature and protesting over this issue, but it doesn't seem to have affected, I think, what they might choose to do. After all, it was Governor McCrory who said on the campaign trail that he did not want to impose restrictions on abortion, more or less. So
on access. And he said when it came to health and safety, he would look at that, but not access. And that gets us again to this, and I want to talk more about the decision to shut down two clinics, the latest in Durham, by his administration. Tell us about those decisions and what happened in those two cases.
Well, I don't know as much about the first clinic, although certainly there are plenty of lawmakers who have talked about that. But I do know a little bit more about the Durham clinic that was shut down apparently for safety violations this weekend. And I think that the timing is, I'll just say, I think it's rather convenient that health inspectors were looking at that particular clinic and shutting it down. And that, you know, that gives people on both sides actually ammunition to talk about patient safety. I mean, the governor can say, well, we need more inspectors to take a look at all of these clinics. But then people who would really like to see this bill get passed quickly can also make that same argument. But I think it was a strange coincidence.
Though having acted to shut down a clinic, the governor then can say, when he makes the distinction between what's in that Senate bill and what he did, it could give him authority within his party to draw a little different line around the question of access.
I think that's certainly one way to look at it, yes.
Jessica Jones, thanks so much for talking with us.
You're welcome.
Jessica Jones, WUNC's Capital Bureau Chief. Just ahead, we talk with Kate Wetton about why HIV is spreading so quickly in the South. You're listening to The State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Please stay tuned.